Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritus Online Network brings you Circle of Mediums on Mike Spirit FM. Join us for healing, tarot readings, and a bit of rock and roll. So let us rock your socks off and show you how it's done. So join the team at Mike Spirits FM, brought to you online from SpiritusOnlineNetwork.com.
Courtesy of Mike Spirit FM. This is the Circle of Medium show, and we're going to rock your socks off with a little bit more music like that. That was the great Sandy Nelson, Let There Be Drums. I'm going to bring in my co-host and my co-owner with Spiritus Online Network. I'm going to bring in our lovely Rosemary, known as to everybody as Demethi. Hi, Demethi.
Hi, Julie. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm rocking my socks off. I had a bit of a dance there with Sandy Nelson. We're going live, girl.
Good.
Here we are, 10 years in the making, and we're now on radio. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room. We can see you all in the chat room. Can you please register with your nickname, guys? We've got a lot of people in there. We want to get to as many as we can. We will be involved in the chat room. We're going to give you a little bit of history about the Circle of Mediums, where it came from, and who we are. So, Demethi, where did we start off?
MSN, I do believe, Julie.
We did, back on MSN 10 years ago.
And then MSN decided to shut us down.
Well, they tried.
So we migrated how many times?
Oh, quite a few times. We went all over the place. And finally to our own website, and we've been there for 8 years now, and we've got people who've been with us from day one all the way through, and we've got quite a few of those people here with us today in the chat room and going to be joining us on the show.
Fantastic.
So Demethi, what do you do with tell people what you do with us?
Well, I started with the healing room on MSN, and my partner on the platforms found you and said, hey, you've got to go in this chat room, because they do open circles and things. And I went, okay. And then you found out that we got shut down the same as you did, and you said, come and join us. So my main job is healing and bringing exactly. all the healers together.
That's right, yep. Demisi is our head of healing department. Okay, we've got a bit of a surprise coming in. We've got to bring him in. Courtesy of Mike Spirit FM. Mike, are you there?
How are you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm getting well excited at the moment.
Well, I just want to come in to welcome you, Julie, to the family of Mike Spirit FM here. And, just wish you and all of your wonderful guests to have a beautiful and an uplifting show.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the opportunity. It's brilliant of you to do this for us. Well, I know we've worked together before. Yeah, we've worked together before. We've known each other for some time. So it's great that we can come together as two sites offering these services.
Most definitely. Well, Julie, I know that you're going to have a wonderful show. I'm going to be quiet now in the background and let you get on with it.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. Okie dokie, guys. Let's kick it off, shall we? We have got a full chat room. We've got new members and old in there. I'm going to ask you guests, please register with Blog Talk or click in with your Facebook name. We will come down the list, but we've got 1,000 guests. And rather than kicking off numbers, it's better if we can work with names. Okay, now we've got quite a few hosts that we want to bring in to you today. I'm going to start off, though, with a little bit of poetry that tells how we started. And it gives a little bit of a mention to a certain person who's listening in. This is how the Spiritualist Online Network started. Alone I sat, seeking love's inspiration. I searched abroad for some spiritual chat. Found naught but fighting and aggravation. So perplexed and sad, I put on my thinking hat. A voice from behind, my son, said, you start it. And so was born the Spiritualist Open Circle. Would any say hi or even come visit? Then came one, then four. We'd passed the first hurdle. As visitors returned, enjoying the company, soon came those we'd loved and lost, giving messages from beyond, surprising even me. Guides and angels, spirits linked past with present. How is it done? Can anyone try? Some asked. Others gave help and counselling, and their love, teaching and guidance, and the lessons to last, poetry and meditation, and philosophy, all sent from above. Today, the days turn to weeks, to months, and now it's a year, updating to 10 years. Visitors became friends and members and more. All colours and creeds, faiths and beliefs join us here. The circle's love to all who walk through the door. And that was written back in 2003 in our second year. So guys, we're 10 years on. We're celebrating. We've got a lot of prizes and a lot of things to give out. So watch this space. Right, we're going to bring in one of our co-hosts today. Who am I going to pick on first? It's got to be Sprinkles. Are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yay. Welcome, Sprinkles. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's great to be here.
I've got to say a big thank you to Sprinkles. She joined us relatively recently, and ever since she's been dragged in, she's been roped in, not only to do members' moments in the chat room and do her lovely teaching of palmistry and her own mediumship and psychic work, but she's now our head of promotion department. So she's done all our logos you see on Facebook. She's doing our banners. She's doing promo for us. I've got to say, she's done some amazing work. So thank you very much on behalf of all the members, Sprinkles.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I'm. It's a pleasure. It really is. I mean, when I came out of retirement and joined this group, I was like, oh, my gosh, they're reaching so many people. Okay, we are out there now, and it's awesome, and I just love it. I mean, we are on Facebook, we're on all of our programs of Lithium. The Spiritualist Online Homesite.com is also available. I mean, we are spreading out all over the place, and this is fantastic, and I love it because we can connect now with so many more. And this is going to be awesome. We are going to rock you and get your socks to come right off.
That's brilliant. Yeah, we've gone from one little chat room. We've now got spiritualistonline.com. We've got spiritualistonline.org, the Sock Live Paper Minute website. We've got the SockTVNetwork.com, the live paranormal website with live shows all coming on there. We've got the chat rooms, we've got the Lyceum, as you mentioned, so we've got quite a lot of work going on, and as I can see by the amount of people in the chat room, we've got a lot more coming in.
Yes, definitely.
So you do your palm reading and your mediumship in circle. So give us a quick breakdown on how you started with us.
Well, I was referred by a friend. And I was like, So here goes another one of those chat sites that, you know, really aren't there for their members, but, you know, they're just trying to get along there. But I was so surprised because people actually connected with us. I mean, I could see it, and you allowed us to express us. The spiritualistonline.com site is one of the most awesomest because I was, like I said, retired for 2 years. And when I got in there, I it's like home. It really is. I mean, everyone becomes like family. We allow everyone to share. It's so respectful of each other. We have a lot to offer. And then we get it back from them as well because every day is a learning time. And I love the sharing. I mean, I couldn't say more about it. So I love it. And they kept me busy. They really have. I mean, it's great because it brought out my creativity. And I wasn't aware that I can do what I'm doing. But thanks to Julie and Demisi, they've kind of like supported me in everything there. And I'm grateful and I'm very humbled to be here.
Yeah, we did get you out of retirement, didn't we? I've got to apologize for that one.
Yes, but don't apologize. I mean, I'm loving this. I really am. It's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to do it again, and you're going to kill me for it. But I'm going to throw you in the deep end. We're going to ask anybody in the chat room there in Blog Talk if you've got a question for Sprinkles about her palmistry. Please post them in now, and we will come to you if you can answer. We're going to do some quick question answers. And then later on we'll try and do a few readings. And I know it's hard with palmistry on the show, but in the future what we're going to do is have a section where you can post your photographs of your palms on our Facebook so that you can do a few readings in the show. So if anybody in the chat room's got a question for Sprinkles on palmistry, please post it in now. Okay, what do faint lines mean on your palm? And that comes from Amish Comedian. I love the nickname.
Yes, I love the nickname too. Well, what it means is that it's kind of like common sense. If it's frail, it's not that strong of an impact in that person's life. Okay, so when it's very frail and very light, it doesn't seem to stand out. It's applied very little within the life.
Okay.
Do scars count on lines of your palm? Sometimes they do. It depends on where they are at. And it really depends on what the scar is and what line it's touching and that sort of thing. So I really would have to see where it's at and the placement of it. But yes, they can count. And
of course, they tell the story of your life, don't they? The scars become part of your life.
Yes. The thing is, with palm reading, how I work, is the left hand's going to tell me what you were meant to be before you came down to this earth. There's already a plan. There's already goals that are being set. And when you come down, they start developing in your hand. if you look at a newborn baby scans, you're not going to see anything other than some major lines, which is the head, the heart, and the lifeline. And the reason being is because they have not been influenced yet by the environment or the people around them or the circumstances. So as far as, now I lost track. Okay, well, I got a question here. What does a break in the lifeline mean? A break in the lifeline means a total different direction of where this person was going. Okay, it's like way out there. Big change is taking place on it and affecting it.
Okay, so it says, would a birthmark or mole also be counted in a palm reading? That's from Melissa.
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't come across it to where I feel that it connects that much. Okay, but I would have to look at both hands to see what might be there that it landed on there, you know, that it came on there. So, again, it all really depends on what is being seen in both hands.
Okay. So you can read a lot from your palms, not just about your life now, but things about your past, things where you're going, things like that.
Yes, but again, please note that nothing is in concrete. Even though it's in your hand now, as you grow and you get older and older, some lines fade and other lines will pop up. Okay, so there's always a change, and not every palm reader will catch the same line. They just like in any other area, they will pick up different things. Different readers see different things, okay, because it's in the eye of the beholder. And when the person grows, it can have more, it can fade out. So, nothing's concrete, but it's very interesting for the here and now.
Brilliant. Okay, we've gone through the few questions that have come in there. When you're doing palm readings, do you also include your mediumship with that, or do you focus mainly on the psychic link with the person?
I believe it's on the psychic link with the person as well. Well, really all of it, because when I first started to read a palm, I was asked if I would look at somebody's hand, and I really had no knowledge at that time. But what I did get off was from the psychic and the energies from this person, and I was able to apply it. So if you are and you have the abilities and you've enhanced those abilities, yes, they can help you a lot with reading of the palm.
Excellent. Lovely. Okay, so you've got classes twice a week in Spiritualist Online Network. You do one for all our free members, and you also do one for the Lyceum. Have you found that people are not only going in for readings, but learning how to read themselves? Do you find that it's changing their perception of how they deal with things?
Oh, yes. It's amazing. It really is. They pick it up because it's really not too hard to do, but the best part comes when they start applying their intuitive to what they're seeing and learning. Okay, and it's interesting because this is the first time I'm really teaching the course, and they have picked up so good. I mean, the things that they would come out with is like, wow, okay, you got that right on. You know, it's spot on in it, and they're just doing marvelous with it. I can't believe it, but it's really awesome. And not only that, but they're learning to look at hands from across the room, and it's almost like a personal characteristic thing that comes off, and they already know beforehand, and a lot of the special markings they picked up on, and they've learned a lot, and they really grasped it quite well, I got to tell you.
Excellent. Okay, well, we look forward to hearing from you a lot more. I know you've got a family birthday party to go off to today. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll rope you in again. Believe me, we'll...
I believe you. Thank you. This is a pleasure.
We've got this habit of roping people in, haven't we?
Yes, you do.
Okay, Sprinkles, thank you, guys. And if you want to join in Sprinkles classes on Facebook, join Spirit Online Facebook group. You can join spiritualistonline.com, and you can find Sprinkles any day of the week in there. Okay, I'm going to bring back in Demisi now. Darling, hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Okay, we talked a little bit about what you do in Circle, about the healing, etc. You also run for us our meditation classes, our Sunday services, things like that. So you do a lot more in the Circle behind the scenes as well, don't you?
Yeah. And UK time, I do open circles like they do in the churches, and I run them the same way. And so if you're a developing medium and you want to practice and you want to get to speak to people, because it's very difficult when you go to a church regularly in the UK, you get to know the people and you wonder, is the message, am I doing it right? Is it me? And so on and so on. And so we've got a lot of our members who are developing themselves because they're actually doing blind readings. And when I say blind readings, I don't mean cold calling. I mean blind. You can't see and you can't hear sometimes. But we also have the can see and we can hear and we can speak. And so it's a full experience now. And for those that can't get out of the house, it's a lifeline for a lot of our members.
That is a good point. We've got a lot of members who don't get out and about a lot, who still want to connect and still want to work. And that's what we're, whether they're developing or whether they're just coming in to learn. The thing about Spirituals Online Network is we teach it. We don't just do the readings and send you off. We teach that it's all about a part of life, isn't it?
Oh, we also do, through listening, we get an awful lot of people who are lost at the time that they find, stumble over our website. And the first thing I write to them is welcome home. Because I believe, and so do you, Julie, that we're all spirit and therefore we're all connected. And doesn't matter where we are in the world, who we are, we're all connected. So we're all part of the family. And that's what we are. That's how we've run it right from day one, isn't it?
It is. Do you remember our first three guidelines?
Go on, remind me.
We started off, I hadn't a clue when we opened up the chat room. It was honour, respect and no profanity.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Other than party nights, we've managed to keep to that, haven't we?
We have, yes.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. It doesn't matter what creed, colour, what faith you are. We've got everybody in that chat room from Wiccans, pagans, Gnostics, agnostics, witches, right through. We accept everybody because that's what spiritualism is all about, isn't it? It's not about any rules or regulations. It's all about accepting that we are all of one essence, one source. It's where we come from. It's where we return to. So that's what that's where Circle of Mediums came from, isn't it?
Yes. It was because there were a lot of mediums at the time in the UK, and I do believe you were in the UK when you started that one, where people couldn't get to circles and needed somewhere to practice because they couldn't get to the physical circles. And we have lots of members all over the world who can't get to the physical circles.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're out there and you're looking for proof and you're looking for support and help with life problems and your life to bring it into some kind of understanding, well, we've got plenty of it on the website. And there's mm-hmm. always somebody to listen, no matter what your problems are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And so it's a family. And we do the same as families do. When you need the help, somebody will turn up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Over the years, we've done quite a few we've had some major feedback on not only the teaching, but the healing as well. I don't know if you remember one story with a gentleman who came in totally new to the circle. He hadn't been in our chat room at all before. And he came in, but he felt at home enough to be able to ask us for healing for his uncle who had fallen overboard in a boating accident and was currently in hospital. Now, at that time, we had like 45 people in the chat room. And we immediately called everybody into a healing session. And even the doctors had given up on what they could do for this gentleman in hospital. Through that healing service, we kept it going for the whole day. I think we ended up going about 48 hours sending healing for this gentleman with everybody who came in over the time. And 3 weeks later, we got word not only from the gentleman who joined the chat room, but the doctor who had witnessed not only that his uncle's recovery practically overnight, and within the first 3 days his recovery became so fast that within that 3 weeks he was up and around and getting ready to be discharged. And that even that doctor came into the chat room and said, we don't know what happened, it was nothing the doctors did, nothing the hospital did, all we know is from the moment that we were told you guys were working, that gentleman started progressing and started healing. Now, we've had quite a few cases like that, haven't we?
Oh, yes. And at the moment, we've got periodic, what we call battery healing, where we get as many of the healers on the website. Doesn't matter which type of healer they are. They can be Reiki, they can be angel therapists, they can be crystal healers. We have one lovely lady that does it all with a pendulum. And we put somebody who needs healing into the middle of the circle, and we send the healing, and we have those wonderful people who are giving us feedback that things are changing. Things are, the thing with healing is you can't say that how it's going to be.
Exactly.
So it has to come gently and changes, but there's always a change, always something, and in the end, you end up seeing it as a positive. But at the moment, that's what we're doing, is we're recording as many of our healings as we can. And so anybody that's had feedback, had healing, please give us the feedback, because it all adds up, and it all adds up as evidence. And that's the other thing that spiritualism is about, is over the years, it's been used as a knowledge. Over the centuries, it's been used as a knowledge. And then scientists have looked at it because they haven't been able to find an answer any other way. And at the moment, scientists are beginning to look at our theories, our understandings of how healing work. And when I say ours, I mean the alternative energy healers, to see why we have these wonderful things that happen. And by getting all the different types of healers together and doing the battery healing, the theory is that you can hit every part of the person that's sitting on the chair's needs in their social life, in their physical life, and in their spiritual life.
Yes.
And people are seeing changes wherever it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it from when people have come in so down and so upset or had major issues going off in their lives. And they come in the circle, and the energy alone, it's like, I mean, we're virtual. You've got to think about it. We're virtual. We're in a chat room. We've got people from Alaska to New Zealand, Germany to South Africa. We've got the UK and Europe all in. We encompass every continent. We've been working for so long. We've got every continent in the world in Spiritualist Online Network. But we find once they come in that chat room, how many times have we heard that they were drawn in the chat room? They were brought in. It's not that they stumble upon it or they just hear about it and come in. But some people literally say they were pulled into the chat room and they come in and, as you say, they find a home. And that atmosphere alone, it's like being in a party. If you go into a party and everybody's having a whale of a time, everybody comes away from that party feeling uplifted and having enjoyed it. It only takes one person to come in who's feeling down for everybody to notice, okay, there's a bit of a change in the atmosphere. people don't realize that that energy alone can change not only how you see people, how you feel about people, but how you interact and how you how that atmosphere can bring you from on cloud nine down to feeling low. And then once you understand what's happening, bringing it back up again and raising those vibrations.
And we do that many times every day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a song now. We'll get our producer, lovely Ken, thank you very much, my mate, to bring in one of our songs. Oh, they've all got a spiritual link for our very first show. They've all linked with spirit. So we'll go to our first show, our first song, and we'll be right back.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, baby? But oh, honey. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face. Ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low! Made the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose. Like a long-necked goose. Like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like!
Okay, and that, of course, was the Big Bopper with Chantilly Lace. And I'm dedicating that one to my son because he started it all. Thank you, Colin, for the inspiration to Spiritualist Online Network. That was Spiritualist Open Circle. That one's gone from my son. Thank you, Colin. Okay, we're going to bring in our next guest host. Who am I going to pick on today? We're going to bring in the lovely Melissa. It's our own fairy mother. Are you there, darling?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Getting over the shock. We're live on radio, darling. Okay,
I know
tell the guys. We've got a lot of guys in the chat room there. They all, some of them know you, some of them don't. Introduce yourself to the circle.
I am Fairy Mother, and I teach a few classes on SpiritualistOnline.com. I am your friendly neighborhood astrologist on SpiritualistOnline.com, and also just starting a personal development sessions and some tarot classes as well, and I'm not done yet. As they tell me, my spirits tell me, I am not done yet. There will be more. I don't know what yet, but there will be more.
Yeah, you're another one that came in and literally got roped in, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. Whether I wanted to or not.
Yeah, it was one of those. We've got this habit. We just rope everybody in. If you work, we don't mind anybody coming. We've got open circle rooms. We've got the lobby. You've got free chat rooms where anybody can come in and work and share their abilities. We love topical conversation. We love it when people challenge us with new topics. When you brought astrology in, we went, okay, why not?
Right? It's another form.
It's just another, yeah. I mean, a lot of people rely day to day on their horoscopes. So what's the difference between reading a horoscope and reading your and having an astrology chart done?
Well, the difference between the two is when you read your horoscope, as in you go to the newspaper and you read your daily horoscope, you're focusing on one sign, which is your sun sign, which is the sign that you were, the day that you were born, and what sign the sun was in the day that you were born. So you're only looking at one sign. But when you're talking about a full astrological chart, there is every single planet in the solar system, with the exception of the Earth planet, because we're on the Earth planet, is in a different sign. So you're talking about looking at 9 different planets and what sign they were in at the exact moment that you were born. So it's a little bit, just a little bit more detailed than just taking a look at your sun sign every day.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been asked this question a lot lately, and I'm going to throw it out there because I know somebody in the chat room is going to ask it. What does this astrological aligning of the planets mean for 21st 12 12?
You know, I can tell you what I don't believe it means. I don't believe that it means that the world is going to end. All of our creators and our universes and our you know, our higher powers all supposedly put our spirits here on Earth to learn something. We're not going to learn it by all leaving at the same time, right? That just doesn't make any sense. So as far as the planets lining up, I don't believe this is the first time, because we've been here for how many thousands of years now? It can't possibly be the first time. What does it mean for us? Every time the planets move, and depending on the energy and the signs that those planets are in and how they pertain to us individually, which an astrological chart would be able to tell you, that is individually going to affect us individually and as a group. We see whenever Mercury goes into retrograde, it causes a lot of different little issues. Money issues, things kind of go crazy a little bit, but then it rights itself and it's fine. And so with this big planet alignment, yes, it may, the energy may be a little thick. Yes, it may kind of seem like the energy is very intense. But after it's all said and done, we're all going to still be here.
Exactly.
Talking about it.
Yeah, we'll be saying, what was it all really about?
You know, okay, how many times, I can count how many times the world was supposed to end in my lifetime, and I'm 35, okay? 5 different times.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about this more and more through the weeks, and as we do our special on the weekend. But when you think about it, if the Mayans made a calendar that was supposed to end on 21st 12 12, did they take into account that, you know, all the leap years that man have introduced since, all the times that we've put the clocks backwards and forwards since?
Yes.
Now, if
right.
Somewhere, somebody who's more, you know, really clever has actually gone through and added all the leap years and taken away all the hours that they've let shortened on and all the ones that they've added onto the day. And they've worked out, we're actually, if you think about it, really in the year 2035 somewhere. So the 21st 12 12 has already really happened, hasn't it?
Well, yes, but not only that, the 12/21/12 is the end of one phase. That's all it is. There's a
yeah.
whole other calendar afterwards that begins a whole new phase.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't signify the end of the world at all. It just signifies the end of a phase, whatever the phase
yeah.
is, right?
It is, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to throw you in the deep end, darling.
Okay.
We'll take some questions from the chat room. We're going to focus on the chat room for the first hour, and then we'll take some calls on the second hour. So if anybody's got a question for Fairy Mother on her astrology, her mediumship, etc., please throw it in the space in the Blog Talk chat room, and we'll come to you. I'd like to thank those who are now joining our Circle of Medium page on Facebook and our Spiritualist Online Network page. Please feel free to do so. We've got some surprises for you guys later on. We're also going to throw in a surprise for our Sock Lyceum members with one of your astrological charts, if you're willing with that, fairy.
Of course I am.
Brilliant. So, all you Sock Lyceum members, get yourselves in the chat room. There's going to be one quick question. You're going to have to think about it. You're going to have to go find it. There's going to be a quick question for all our Sock Lyceum members in about 5 minutes. At 10:45, we're going to throw you guys in a question, and the first one to answer it gets a free 2013 astrological chart with Fairy Mother. Okay, so we've got questions there from Carrie. What is the fourth house all about?
The fourth house. I have my handy dandy book here just in case. I don't want to screw it up here. but yeah, all of the houses in an astrological chart represent different aspects of our personality. So the sun sign itself, the sun sign represents what we show to everybody. And our moon sign represents who we truly are on the inside. And then we have all of the different houses. And the fourth house, where am I right here? The fourth house represents, or is the house of home. So that represents what your home life, or how you would deal with your home life, whether or not you are a person who loves children, whether or not you're a person that wants to mate with somebody for life, or maybe you're independent and want to be on your own, whatever sign, and then whatever planet that's associated with that sign falls into that particular house will determine how you are with your home or your domestic life.
Excellent. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, Carrie. We'll come to another one. Gemini in the fourth. Gemini, what
Gemini,
do you mean by that?
You have Gemini in your fourth house, is that what you're saying? Rather independent then. Okay, yeah. So you got a double air element there, which to me would say that you're a rather independent person. Now, I'm also shown that you do enjoy being with your family, and because your sun is in Libra, you do enjoy being with your family, but you do not enjoy being tied down to a place. So anything that would be considered a ball and chain for you would not necessarily be in your best interest.
Oh, yes, it looks like you've got Carrie Pym down there. He's admitting, yes, that's him.
As long as you can admit it and you're happy that way, that's fine.
Okay, we've got Pat Stalkup in the chat room. Hi, Pat. And her question is, what is the age of Aquarius and how or does it affect Aquarians?
You know, that's a very interesting question that I unfortunately can't answer right now. And from an Aquarius, it would make sense to get a question like that from an Aquarius. If I were to tell you my first thought on what the age of Aquarius is, it's that song that came out in the 60s. It was a great song, and everybody who was an Aquarian loved it. But as far as what is the age of Aquarius and how does it affect us Aquarians, in all honesty, and I say us Aquarians because I am one, and so is Pat. I know this. We loved it. Because the Aquarian ego says, yes, look at me, it's all about me because I'm the best. So how did it affect us? It probably boosted our egos a lot bigger than they already were.
Okay, it's coming up to 10:45. So all you Lyceum members, get yourselves ready, get yourself prepared for a nice surprise. You've got to, I'm going to say it, the first one that answers the question gets a full 2013 reading and projections with Fairy Mother. Okay, we've got Tigger's Mama. Hi, Tigger's Mama. She says, I'm a Sun sign Aquarius, Moon Capricorn. 2012 was a really rough year. What's 2013 going to bring for her?
Okay, well, let me tell you, what we're giving away is actually a tarot reading. It's not an astrology chart. It is a tarot reading for 2013, and it goes month by month throughout the entire year, and then there's a 13th card there to sort of tie the whole year up. And those are actually going, if you're a SOC member right now, you can check it out on spiritualifonline.com and go to the staff pages. You can order that reading from me and get a discount if you're a staff member. It's on there. But 2013 for you, Tiger's Mama, your sun is in Aquarius and your moon is in Capricorn. That right there is what I like to call a big argument amongst yourself right there. The reason is because Aquarius has a tendency to be very very logical. They both are very logical, but Aquarius has a tendency to come up with these great ideas and not really want to do anything about them. Capricorn, on the other hand, wants to get things done now. So you have a bit of a, how do I want to say this, an argument with yourself on how things are going to get done. The Aquarius is actually what made the year rougher for you than it needed, than it might have needed to be. So my suggestion to you is, Tiger's Mama, is to kind of focus that time outside of your head, because we Aquarians have a tendency to go in there and stay there for a while. We park. And actually go by your Capricorn moon a little bit to help write this stuff down. If you write this stuff down, then it's not swimming around in your head. When it's swimming around in our heads, we wind up not being able to do anything with it. So write this stuff down. Pull that inner Capricorn out. Write these things down, and it will allow you to come up with a plan and help you to get things moving in the right direction for 2013. As far as 2013 is looking for you, I see a lot of lessons that have been learned this past year that are actually going to be very beneficial for you in terms of what you're doing next year, if that makes sense.
Okay. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, guys, so as Fairy Mother said, you can check out the website. You can order readings from her. You can catch her in the chat rooms and, of course, on our Facebook pages. It's now 10:45, and I'm getting told, yeah, my clock's out of sync with everybody else, but we're in New Zealand. We're based in New Zealand, so you go with my time. SOC Lyceum members, are you listening? SOC Lyceum members, yeah, Mike, don't laugh at me. It's New Zealand time, real time. SOC Lyceum members, your question to win, and I do apologize, it just shows, I go to show you, I don't do astrology and tarot, to win a full 2013 tarot reading with Fairy Mother. Tarot reading with Fairy Mother, going to tell you what the 2013 is going to be with you. SOC Lyceum members only. First one to answer the question. I want to know your SOC ID number now. Who's got their SOC ID number as a SOC Lyceum member handy? Who's remembered? They've got to keep hold of their SOC Lyceum ID number. What is your SOC ID number? Type it in the Facebook, in the blog talk chat room. 462. Tracy gets it. Tracy gets it. Congratulations,
Tracy.
Tracy. Tracy gets it. Well done. Somebody is paying attention. Congratulations, Tracy. You get a full 2013 reading with the lovely Fairy Mother. Brilliant. Okay, Fairy, thank you very much for joining us today. We'll call you in on the second half to maybe take a reading or two, and we'll see you a little bit later.
Okie dokie. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, love. Congratulations, Tracy. It just goes to show, you've got to watch what you're doing in the circle. Okay, we're going to bring in another host, and I'm going to pick on the gorgeous Sherry. Come on in. It's our very own Wings to Soar.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I am feeling so much better.
I'm so glad. You were so poorly last night.
You had to take a break
from your class, didn't you?
And thanks to you and Demisi, you guys covered, and you did an awesome, awesome job. So I owe you both big time.
I've got to say, guys, this lady is so dedicated. We had to kick her out of the chat room to go to bed because she wasn't feeling very well.
No.
And she's still here this morning for the show. So, Sherry, tell everybody what you do in the circle. I know we've got a lot of SOC members out there, but we've got a lot of new people in there as well. What is it you do, Virtuous Online Network?
Okay, first of all, can I tell a little story of how I got there?
Of course you can.
Okay, so I've known Julie for a number of years. I knew her from an old site, and she had been trying to get me to, you know, to hook up with her and all this. And, you know, sometimes life is just what life is, life. So anyway, I was sitting on my computer one night, and I heard my guide go, go to SOC now. Go find the address. Go there now. And it was like somebody was just loud in my ear. So I'm a good listener. I listen to spirit well. So I went there that night, and I just got such a warm welcoming. And I'm going to tell you all, this is just more than just a spiritual family. I have learned so much from every single person there. And come and check it out. You know, let it resonate in yourself, with yourself. And I'm sure that once you come, you're not going to want to leave. The people there are caring, they're loving, they're honest. And if they don't know, they're going to tell you they don't know. There's no fibber lip in there. And what I mean by fibber lip, they don't make themselves look bigger than they are. I consider SOC a circle of love and light, and it's just a beautiful place. It is my home away from home. So with that, I teach spiritual integrity. And spiritual integrity to me deals with the internal walk that each of us take. Now, you know, what sometimes we show the world is one thing, but internally it's dealing with ourselves. The good, the bad, the indifferent. I teach people to embrace every single aspect of themselves, whether it's from using their gifts or in daily life. There's got to be balance between both. We teach together as a class. We teach about acceptance and personal responsibility. Now, let's not get that confused with taking on somebody else's responsibility. This is about self. We talk about what they deal with from a day to day, or do they have fears about their gifts? And if they do, what are they? We bring it out to the open. And one of the things that we share in the class is sometimes it gets really, really personal and deep. And one thing we share, what stays in spiritual integrity, what's talked about in spiritual integrity when it's on a personal lesson stays there. The group that does come on in there, we get new members all the time, new people, and it's just a very close knit. I respect everybody's opinion. Like I tell the class, just because it resonates inside of me doesn't mean it's going to resonate inside of you. And you know what? That's okay.
Okay.
Somebody can say the sky is blue. Somebody can say it's orange. You know, hey, if that's what resonates inside of you, so be it.
Excellent. Okay, so we've got a lot that we encompass. I mean, you do empathy classes and everything. And we've also got a bit of a special on this afternoon with you. We've been doing some shows recently on the Fearless Ghost Hunter on Paramania Radio. And
Correct.
It's your turn today, isn't it?
Yes, I will be on there at 6 p.m. Pacific time on the Fearless Ghost Hunter Paramania Radio. I'm really looking forward. I will be talking about the my spiritual integrity class. I'll be talking about empathy. I'm also a psychic and medium and a healer. So I'll be talking about a little bit of everything on the show. And I'm really honored to be chosen to be on there. He's a wonderful, wonderful man. So if you all can have a listen, come on in and join us.
Yeah, we've kind of taken over Paramania Radio's Fearless Ghost Hunter the last few weeks. I've done a show myself. Fairy Mother's done her show. Sprinkles did a lovely show with her palmistry. We've got Wings coming up today, and next week we've got our very own Magic doing a show. And for the 2012, we're doing a link up with our Christmas party, indeed, with Paramania Radio and Fearless Ghost Hunters. And we're also doing a Christmas New Year show with them. So we're doing a lot of work, not only on site, but elsewhere as well now. So it's coming up to the hour. So what we're going to do now is going to go to another song on the hour. And we're going to rope in Wings to Soar, and we've also got Peg sitting in the background there. On the, after the hour, the song on the hour, we're going to bring in some show, some phone calls. So get your Skype calls ready, get ringing into the show, and we will take some calls on after the top of the hour. What we're going to do, the format with the show is in the next few weeks, we're not only going to be introducing special guests and our hosts, but we've got we're going to have spots like Ask a Medium. So you get the chance as listeners and as members to join in and ask the mediums. We're going to challenge you to challenge our mediums with questions and see what they've got that they can answer for you. We're going to have a topic of the day with each class and with each radio show, with each host. They will have a topic of the day. So if it's Fairy Mother, you'll be talking about astrology or tarot readings. We'll also be bringing in other aspects of mediumship, such as healing, tarot, palmistry, psychometry, dowsing, channeling, trance. We've got guests coming in right throughout, up until Christmas and beyond. And we'll be bringing in various different people to talk on different subjects. So the whole show is going to be in not only including the chat room as we have today, but including phone calls and topical chat. So we're not just here to give you readings, we're here to encompass you all. As I say, we teach it, and we can't teach it by not including you guys. So it's the listeners and the people in the chat room that make the show. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a song now. If we can ask our producer to key up the next song, and we'll be right back at the top of the hour. Thank you very much, Fairy, and thank you, Wings to Soar and Demisi, and we'll see you on the next hour.
Every time I look, just can't buy. One.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Mike Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritusonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.
Yes, and welcome back. And yes, a big thank you to Mike Spirit there, and good luck with his big tour coming off. He's got a lot happening. There's a lot of shows throughout the week on Mike Spirit FM, so check out their shows and the other hosts. And we've got to say a big thank you to Mark. A big thank you to Mark. He's sitting there listening into the show. He did our Circle of Mediums outros for us and our sound bites. So a lovely thank you to Mark there. I'm sure we'll be roping you in to do a few more. Okay, we're going to hit the phone line. So, girls, I hope you're ready. I hope we've got the gang here ready. I'm just going to go and bring in the first callers, and I'm going to pick on one of you guys to do some readings. So who have we got first on the line, please?
Hi.
Hello, you're through to Circle of Medium.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, darling. What's your name?
I'm Dee. I'm in the chat room.
Hi, Dee. Lovely to meet you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you too.
Take your pick today. You can take your pick. You can have a healing thought or a mediumship from Demisi. You can have an angel reading from our lovely Peg, or you can have an astrological reading or a tarot reading from our gorgeous Melissa, or you can talk and have a mediumship reading from Sherry. Take your pick.
How about a mediumship reading?
Mediumship reading. Okay, Sherry it is. Come on in, Sherry. We'll hand it over to you.
Hi, hon. How are you doing today?
Hi. I could be doing better, but I could be doing worse, too. I'm sort of checking in. I feel like the other day, perhaps, Michael the Archangel was guiding me, was telling me that I needed to talk to a cousin of mine who passed over. And he just passed over just a couple of months ago. It hasn't been that long. I'm in a sticky wicket situation with my town, and he was one of our... Now, we call them selectmen here. We have three people that govern our town. And he was one of them, and he happened to be a cousin of mine. And I don't know, you know, I'm just kind of checking in to make sure what I should be doing, because I really don't know which way I'm turning.
Okay, well, the first thing I'm going to let you know what I pick up is I'm showing a teeter-totter. And to me, that means balance. Definitely balance is needed in this situation. But one thing I'm definitely picking up is overthinking. Are you the... It seems that there's too much head thought in this. Sometimes when we drop the reins, it's so to speak, of let it go and let it flow. And definitely
right.
Archangel Michael definitely was. Can I ask you a personal question, if I may? I'm seeing a lot of sparkly lights and orbs around you. Do you see lights at all or orbs?
I haven't yet, but since you brought it up, I'll tell you, I am a medium. I'm also an indigo, and apparently I'm an ascended master, but I didn't know about that till recently. I'm a witch. You name it, I'm it. I'm kind of an oddball.
No, there's, you know, okay, well, first of all, let's just change that thought pattern right now, okay? There's nothing odd.
I was just joking.
Okay, but there's nothing odd about you at all. I mean, you have a beautiful, beautiful heart. And your sincerity is just above board. I think you just need to kind of relax and go with the flow and really think about those first thoughts that you're getting, because you're getting signs. I'm seeing the hawk around you, which is a sign for me that you are a good messenger yourself. You just need to maybe really trust what's inside of you and what that first, those first thoughts are telling you. Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
It does, because when I first found out about myself, and it wasn't until later, until just before I turned 50, I guess, I had shut off when I was little, so I didn't know. But I met this woman, and she became a good friend of mine who's also a medium, and she told me one day over the phone, she says, always go with your first impression, never your second, your third, and never second guess yourself. And I swear by it,
exactly.
I pass it on.
Exactly.
And
that's a big thing with you. You need, you know, one of the things that I teach some of my own students is, you know, out of the head and back to the heart.
Right.
And exactly. And as long as you go with that, you'll be fine. And I want to ask you another thing, too. I'm seeing a lot of shoulder issues or shoulder area. You seem to carry a lot of stress in that area. Is that correct?
Yeah, I would say that's probably true.
Yeah.
My life is very stressful.
Yeah, and that's another sign of overthinking. You know, it helps sometimes when we get a piece of paper and write all these things down. And as they come to pass.
I am a writer.
Yep. Exactly. Check them off. Out of the head and onto paper. Check them off. Let them go.
Because it's a very scary time right now. And since my cousin died, it's sort of like there are only two people left in power. And my whether or not I stay in my house is sort of hanging in the balance here at the moment. And I don't know, you know, I have a belief that may differ from some that people on the, that those who have crossed over can do more to help those of us on this side than other people realize they can.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just beginning at the end to actually stand up for me, which made a big difference because it was a time when he wasn't, and I didn't exactly harbor the greatest thoughts about him, but I have apologized to him since he crossed because his death was very sudden, and we are family.
Well, I wish that I could say that he is here with me right now, but I can't sit here and say that. But what I do get for you, honey, is there's a lot of healing energy around you at the moment, and that's also in the feet and the leg and the back area. And I wish you the best of luck. And again, stay out of the head because that is going to be like a downhill process for you and you want to walk uphill. You know, you want to reach that top. I see some smooth sailing, but I'm also seeing, and they're showing me a ditch. My guide's showing me a ditch. Watch out for those ditches. You know, we always can build bridges across those. And you know how to do that. Use that heart area. I hope this has helped you in some small way.
It did help because you told me that that I was right, that I need to talk to him on the other side.
And, you know, when that time comes, and you will, okay? Sometimes, you know, when they, you know, they cross over, as you well know, everyone goes through a transition state when they cross over in spirit. Sometimes they can come back right away. Sometimes, you know, they don't. So I think a lot of patience is kind of needed here with him.
I felt that Michael was saying the other day, you need to talk to him, and I was getting that message again today that I needed to do that. It was just like the other night when after somebody read for me about something else, and I was thinking about it, and what came into my head very clearly was you need to follow your heart and not listen to everybody else, because if I ask 50 million people about my love life, they'd all give me a different answer, and some of them don't actually read about it because they decide that, oh, you like somebody in Ireland and not here, and then they give you their own personal opinions as opposed to reading for you, which is something I would never do to someone. I'll give them my opinions, but I'll read for them. I don't come from just because somebody is not in the same country. I don't come from my regular side when I approach it.
Well, since you have that bond with Archangel Michael already, ask him to help bring this person through for you also. If we don't ask, how can we receive?
That's right. You have helped me.
Spot on.
Good.
Yes,
Can I just come in there, guys? Can I just come in there, ladies? Can I
hello.
Ask you, can you take the name? Hi, darling. Can I ask, can you take the name Donald, please, or Don?
Donald?
Yeah.
Yes, I can take
Don
the name Donald. Donald would be, he's still living, but Donald is is Dwayne's brother. One of
there
his brothers,
go.
Yes,
there
too.
You go. There you go. Just some information I got through as Sherry was talking to you there, darling. It sounds like we need to get you into Spiritus Online Network and get you working with some clarity and some control. It sounds like you do a lot of this work. We'd love to see you in Spiritus Online Network. And Don, they brought through Don's name for a reason, whether there's a connection there that you need to get in talking to Don, but there's something there that you need to talk there. Okay, darling?
Okay.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Lovely
thank
to have you on the show. And
yes, thank you
check
so
out
much.
The website.
You're very
yes,
welcome.
Yes, I will. Blessing.
Okay, thank you for that, Sherry. Brilliant reading. Well done. We're going to bring in Ashley next. Ashley is up next on the call. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Take your pick. You've got Demisi, you've got Peg, you've got Melissa. What's your choice, darling?
I would like the mediumship.
The mediumship. Okay. We'll bring in Demisi, shall we? Demisi, do you want to take this one, sweetheart?
Okay.
Hi, Demisi.
There you go.
How can I help you, darling? What was your
Hi.
Question?
I would just like to know if I have any messages from deceased loved ones.
Okay. Beginning to feel the energy of somebody who is very gentle and very kind coming in on my left-hand side. So I'm looking at mother's side of the family. I'm also looking at a lady who would like to knit. I need to go up two generations, so you probably will have to ask mother. Are you able to ask mother?
I can ask her.
Okay. I don't feel that she's particularly family. I'm feeling that she's more married into the family, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And she's not very tall as she builds up here. She wouldn't have believed that there would have been a life after her death. Is the way that I'm feeling at the moment. And she would have had something wrong with her throat at the end of her life. I think you need to go to, your mother will know about this lady having, being a friend of her mother's. But she would have been called, she would have been called an aunt or something like that, because that's how I'm feeling. There is some needlework, you know, like a tapestry or something like that, that's been handed down, and it has a picture of a ship on it. Are you aware of that?
It's not ringing a bell. I don't have it. I don't think I have it.
Well, okay. Well, when I get a no, I don't mind getting a no, because that's your homework. You have to go and look for it. Okay, I'm asking now for something that has happened to you in the last week, and see if I can make a better link that's with you, because I tend to go into the long time, because Spirit wants to bring you into this work. You don't actually do it, you're aware of it, but you don't do it yet. Is
right.
that correct?
Well, I'm not. I think I have a strong intuition, but I don't necessarily connect with
the
medium.
Yeah, and they want to bring you into a more understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take the name Clive? Here, somebody who's
Clive.
Alive. Yeah. Somebody that plays with cars. Car mechanics.
Well, my grandpa plays with cars, and he's alive.
Okay. Would smoke a pipe at one time, but doesn't smoke one now. And there's stomach problems around this gentleman. Can you understand that?
No. That could be somebody. Maybe I don't know personally.
Because I'm picking up that there's stomach problems on the right-hand side of the body at the front, just above the where the tummy button will be.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting there's pain there. When you find it, please tell the person to go and see a doctor just to get it checked out.
Okay.
Can you understand the little girl in the spirit world?
Like, how little?
Well, I'm getting a doll and a pushchair, so it'll be under 5. That's how they show me. They show me a wooden train for a little boy, and they show me a doll and a pushchair for a little girl. But they never tell me what age. And I'm terrible. You know, one child can be tiny. I have a grandson that's tiny, and he's 9, but he actually only looks 6 if you look at him. So I don't tend to go down the line of giving ages, unless Spirit World give me, and they're not.
I can't think of anybody right now.
I do believe, my darling, that you need to go and ask Mum, because it's Mum that needs this message more than you do. Does that
okay.
make sense?
She would.
We're coming up to an anniversary of a death of somebody, and your mother hates Christmas. She puts it on, but she doesn't like doing it.
Because of that anniversary?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask her about that.
Yeah. The message is keep going the way you're going. And I'm sorry I can't bring you the proof, as I would have liked to have done, but... they're stepping back now, darling.
Well, thank you very much. I definitely will bring
just to prove that you that I am working with you is you have birthdays in May, June, and September.
June and September definitely ring bell. Yeah, there's yes.
Yeah, and we're talking about the 22nd of May, the 15th of June, and the 12th of September.
I know September 12th for sure.
Okay, darling. That's just the proof that what I've given you, and I think if you go and talk to Mum, and that's the whole point. They want you to talk to Mum, darling, because you haven't been talking to Mum just lately, and you need to listen to what she's got to tell you.
Okay. All right, I will.
Yeah? That's the whole thing. And they want you to, and that's the way spirit works sometimes, is just to bring us together, and because they can see a little bit more about us than we can, but they're not allowed to tell us. It's our choice, darling. We live our life daily, and it's our life, and our choice to live how we want to. So do what you do best, and just be you. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that one. Absolutely brilliant. I hope that helped you, Pamela. Thank you very much. Ashley, thank you very much for calling in. I hope you'll enjoy the website and join in Spiritualist Online Network and Circle of Mediums on Facebook. Thank you very much, Demisi. Lovely reading, some lovely evidence given there. Okay, who's next? We've got Pamela. Come on in, Pamela.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart. I'm great, thanks. What can we do for you today? You've got a choice between the lovely Melissa for a reading or Peg for a reading for an angel card. What can we do for you today? Are you there, Pamela?
Okay, I'm sorry. I hit the mute button. I would like to speak to the medium.
A medium, okay. Peg or Melissa, which one of you want to take this one up?
Okay, Melissa it is. And you've got a lovely medium, Melissa, otherwise known as Fairy Mother. There you go, I'll hand you over.
Hello.
Hi.
What can I do for you, dear?
I just wanted to see maybe if Spirit had a message to me about my love life.
Hasn't really been, how should we say, what you've been wanting it to be lately?
No.
Is the feeling that I'm getting. okay, well, this is what they're telling me. Or actually, this is what they're asking you. And what I'm hearing is, how many more times before you say enough is enough? Is what I'm hearing from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would interpret that as you've tried over and over and over again, and I'm not being shown that you've tried the same thing over and over again. You've actually changed it up a little bit. You've changed your approach. You've done some changing yourself. You've worked with your partner as much as you can, but it still seems that your partner is kind of stuck doing the same thing that they've been doing all this time. So what I believe that they're telling me is, sometimes when you've done everything you possibly can and it's not working, it's time to kind of sort of walk away.
Right,
that makes
right.
sense. And just say, you know what, it's because you know that you're worth more than what you're getting. You're putting way more into this relationship than what you're receiving back from it. And I'm not necessarily shown that it's because you're not putting the effort into it either. Nobody's perfect, of course. Everybody makes their mistakes. But I am really being shown by them that you've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of different things. You've even changed aspects about yourself that maybe you didn't want to change, and it's
right.
still not working for you. So
But I don't have anyone in my life. I had to step away from the dating scene and do my spiritual work. So, because I've been single for a while.
Okay. And that hasn't, you're currently looking for somebody right now, and that hasn't been working out lately, or are you just kind of sort of waiting for somebody to come to you and see what happens?
I'm doing my spiritual work to bring in the right person based on my frequency, and I'm just open. That's basically where I'm at, because what was working wasn't working before, you're right, but now I had to work on myself to change my vibration.
Right. Okay, I would have to say then that, you know, you're open, but at the same time you're not looking. So I'm also being shown kind of maybe a blindfold over your face, if that makes sense, where you're open to it, but you've turned it off at the same time. And there's a little bit of fear behind that, because you don't want to bring back what you had before. So what I do want to stress is, those old things, don't bring them back. You know, kind of dump them and leave them behind, because it's these little fears and things like that that are going to hold you back in getting what you want, if that makes sense. So you want to dump those little fears. They don't serve you. And then when this person does present themselves, you definitely don't want to bring those past fears into the relationship.
Okay.
Yes, I am actually shown somebody that is more into what you're doing right now with the spiritual development. You're going to find somebody through that, which is good. It'll give you both the opportunity to kind of develop together, if that makes sense, because it is difficult when one is developing and one is not.
Mm-hmm. okay.
As far as when, I'm actually being shown, once you remove your blindfold there, within the next 6 months. Because he's out there. He's waiting. He's just waiting for you to remove that blindfold.
My thing is, and I kind of sense what you're saying, I guess, because I had to work through a lot of obstacles from the past. And I'm just trying to understand why I would have on a blindfold. Is it because maybe I'm just trying to feel with my heart as opposed to visually?
Maybe there's a point. Well, there's a point in our lives when we really, really want something, but we're afraid of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where that blindfold comes in. Consciously, we're saying, I want a relationship, and this is the kind of person that I want. And you put that out there to the universe. This is what I want. And I do have to say, be very specific when you ask the universe for things, because they give it to you how you ask for it. So if you omit things that you wanted previously, then they won't be there. So you've already kind of put this out there, but at the same time, there's that thought in the back of your mind that says, gosh, I hope he's not like the other guy.
Oh,
that
wow.
That little thought in the back of your mind is what's stopping you from getting what you want. You want to look at that thought and say, no, I am expecting the man that I want.
Okay.
And I'm not hoping that he's not like the other guy. I've already forgotten the other guy. The other guy is not even here anymore. What was that guy's name again? That's what you wanted. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you tuned into that, because I kind of felt it, but I couldn't pinpoint it. And I'm glad you picked it up.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank
well
you.
Well done, Melissa. Well done, Melissa. Pamela, can I just say one thing to you, darling?
Sure.
In as much as you say you've closed down and you don't want all this old stuff coming back and you've put blink, the way she is, another way of describing the blindfold is you put conditions on, you put a list out there. I don't want this, 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 and this in a man. I want this, this, that, that, and the other in a man. And in doing that, you're saying you're open, but you've actually put conditions on who you're going to accept. Take those away.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Take those away. If you take away all those conditions, let it flow naturally. It will come in. And can you also take, please, I know your name's Pamela, but there's another P name around you, please.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Tamla with a T.
Right.
But that's
Pamela,
somebody around
Pamela.
Me.
Okay, so where's the P name around you?
I'm not really sure.
Can you watch for that? Because as it was just closing off there, I've got the P name coming in for you.
Okay,
darling?
Okay.
Yeah,
all
letter
right.
P. So it's Pamela, Peter, Patricia, Patrick, but there's a P name coming in around you somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, darling, I'm going to leave that with you and say thank you very much for calling in. I hope you'll enjoy the show and join our website. We're coming up to the half hour again, guys. Thank you very much there to Melissa. We're going to bring in Peg after the half hour. And we've got a caller from Norway coming in after the show, after the half hour. In the meantime, we're going to go and play our song on the half hour. And we'll be right back. So please enjoy. Check out the website. Check out the links. And we will be answering questions in the chat room. Join us on the after the song.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that, ooh wee. Oh, ah, oh, ah, ooh wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine. She's so fine, aye, 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 aye. And she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really
it's Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Mike Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritusonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.
Okay, and welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for your patience. It's brilliant to see so many in the chat room. We're going to bring in the lovely Peg now. She's our angel reader in Spiritus Online Network. She's been with us for some time now. She does her own classes. She's got her own website. She's an amazing teacher. She also does her own radio shows. It has done her own radio shows in the past. Peg, are you there, darling? Hello, Peg. Are you there,
sweetheart?
Hi, darling.
Hi.
It's great to have you with us on this launch show, darling.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Tell everybody a little bit about what you do, and then we're going to bring straight in with the next caller because we're running in the last hour. It's gone so fast.
It has. It's gone very fast. Well, I am an angelic life coach, and I help people to understand their angels and how they can help you. On SOC Online, I teach three classes. I teach a Writing with the Angels class, which is connecting with your angels through writing. And we do weekly exercises with our writing. And I encourage the students to keep it up during the week. Also, I teach Angels 101, which is an angels introduction class to understanding who some of your angels are.
Excellent.
And we talk about different archangels and do meditations. And we also talk about the clairs, which are ways that we can connect with our angels. And yeah. I hope to be talking about different other things, too. So that's basically about it.
Excellent. Lovely. So we're going to bring in Geddon from Norway, if you don't mind. Geddon, are you there, darling?
Hello, Geddon.
Can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Sweetheart. You're online and you're live with Peg. What can we do for you today?
Well,
hi, Geddon.
I was hoping Spirit would give me something, some advice maybe, or give me a clue or leads about my work situation.
Okay. I feel that you are looking for work, or that you're thinking about looking for a different job at this point.
There is some change, and there's some alternatives, and yeah, I am.
There's some change in your job that you have now, are you saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and I feel it's a change that you're not too happy about, that you wish things could stay the same. like you have maybe tried out for a new position within the company and it wasn't offered to you. Is that true or something to that?
Yeah, I can take that. I have applied for different jobs, yes.
Okay. And there's one in particular that you really want and you feel that you are qualified for it at this time.
Yes, let me put this like this. I need to, I would, if I could pick from the top shelf, I would work for Spirit.
Okay.
But I'm not sure it's the right time to do so.
Okay, so you're thinking of branching out then and maybe going into doing some business for yourself, such as working with Spirit.
Yes.
Are you able to do this part-time, like on your time off, or when you have free time on the weekends?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for now.
Yeah. Well, I feel like the angels, and I also feel that Spirit is saying to continue with this work and to be open to the new opportunities because you never know who you're going to meet during these times that you're working and to keep your eyes open and just, you know, wait and see. And, you know, maybe, so that's really about all I have to say about that. You know, it's just a matter of time, I feel like. And come to spiritualistonline.com and check us out and see all that we have to offer too. So I hope that helps.
Well, isn't it all about synchronicity? So
it sure is.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I wish you a lot of luck in the work that you do, you know. And, you know, you can do marketing. You can put yourself out there maybe a little bit more on some level, you know. And I hope that everything works out for you.
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely day.
Well you done too. There, Peg. Thank you very much there, Peg. Well done, Gaiden. Good luck to you, darling. Can you take a name something similar to Paula, please? Gaiden, can you understand the name Paula? Paula?
Wow. I don't know at the moment.
Can I leave that with you? Thank you, darling. You can always get back to us after the show. If it comes to you, darling, I know it's going to come to you, but it's also going to be in a leadership position. A leadership
position.
Oh, Paula,
position. Is she darling? This side or the other side?
In life, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've got her? Brilliant. Just a little bit of confirmation for you, darling, but there is a leadership position coming for you. As for your spiritual work, keep it going, keep plugging with it. And as Peg says, it's all going to come to you in time. Congratulations, darling. Thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for a great show.
Okay, we're going to bring in, and we've got time for another two calls, and then we're going to go out. I want to do a quick competition in the last 5 minutes, so keep listening in, guys. And we've got Carrie next. Hi, Carrie. What can we do for you, darling?
Hello, how are you?
What can we do for you, sweetheart?
I've got a question. I've just been to a friend, to see a long-time friend. I haven't seen him for couple of years, and it was actually a business meeting, like a presentation, and I'm just wondering about the legitimacy of it.
Can I come in there and say February is going to be important, please?
Yes.
February, is there a link with you with February?
Could be to do with another friend, but not personally. Maybe travel.
Okay, no. All I'm getting with you is that there is a link with February, as I was asking for the outcome of this meeting. There is a link with February, and there's going to be a choice to be made whether you go on with this job or whether you go on with plans already made. there's going to be a choice to be made in February. You're going to have a hard decision to make, my darling. Okay? Can you also take mother in spirit, please?
Probably grandmother.
Grandmother. Okay, darling. Would she have had a change in her life late in her life? I don't know whether it was a divorce or dealing with a significant illness in her right at the end of her life. It seemed that everything went very smoothly for her, and then right at the end, she had a really different change in her life. Does that make sense to you, please?
Could be either of them, yeah.
Right, okay, that's where I'm going. She it came to her late in life, and it really shocked her that she's going to have to make these big changes in her life. With you, it seems to be every 6 months or so, doesn't it? You seem to be making changes every. You're not doing anything with consistency. Can I say it that way?
Yeah.
Right? You need to make decisions, and you need to learn whether it's you in everyday life or major life decisions. You've got to bring in some routine and some consistency instead of flitting from everything every other 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, golly.
So, I've just thrown the ball at you. I've put the ball in your court, darling. You really need to think about, do you want to keep changing? I think you're worse than me. I've had something like 20 houses in 10 years. You need some consistency and some stability brought into your life. Okay, darling?
Yeah. Yep. All makes sense.
Okay.
Golly. Thank you.
Can you also take the name Teresa or Trisha, please?
Take Teresa, yeah.
Teresa, lovely. Where's Teresa come in? Is she a friend that's been very stable for you, and she's always the one that says, oh, no, not again, when you change your mind?
She was a school friend. I actually kicked her out of my life a couple of years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if that connection doesn't come back again, darling, because I think she was actually a stabilising influence to you, even though you must have had some disagreements for her leaving. But don't be surprised if that doesn't come back again, okay, darling?
Really? Okay. I keep bumping into her mom, actually. Sorry, I don't know.
There you go. There's a reason why you guys have got to reconnect, whether it's just to put bygones, let bygones be bygones, or whether you've got to learn something from her, but there is a connection there that you need to reconnect. Okay, darling?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Feel free to join our site and our website and our Facebook. Lovely to talk to you, darling. I think that answered your question, hasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if you can pick up on, I think it would be my uncle, Rory.
Okay, don't give me names, darling, because that's what I'm supposed to give to you. Uncle figure. Okay, let me get something to link to him so that I know it's him. What's September linked to your uncle, please?
I never met him.
You never met him. Okay. Okay, this is going to be a hard one then, but I've got September coming through, whether it's a memory, birthday, or anniversary linked. It's either to brother or to his. Is it your dad or your mom that he links to?
My dad.
Your dad. Where's the September link with your dad, please?
It could be his death day for Rory. Yeah.
Okay, they're just giving me confirmation so that I know I'm with him because you gave me the name. There's also a link somewhere. There's also a link somewhere with an issue with the leg. I don't know whether he had an issue with his legs. You've never met him, so I don't know whether you'll know this, but have you got issues with your legs, please?
Slight issues. Just need to exercise more.
Right. Okay. That needs to be sorted out, darling. Get yourself up. Start a little walk. Just go around the block once in a while. Make sure you've got them legs mobile, darling. He doesn't want you having problems like he had with his hips. Okay, sweetheart.
All right.
You've also got two sisters who would be in spirit as well, please. Two sisters. So it's either your sisters, mum and her sister. Or is it uncle and his sisters? But there's also two ladies there as well.
Oh, my goodness. I've just been told to say yes.
I have no idea why. I've just been told to say yes.
Okay, I'll let you accept that. You can explain it to me later. Thank you very much for calling in, darling. I hope
Alrighty.
It helped. Please continue to listen to the show and enjoy the website. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Have a good trip.
Okay, we're going to bring... Thank you, darling. We're going to bring in Diana next, then we're going to go to a quick competition before we do before we close. It was a very fast day. I'm very pleased with the response of the show. Thank you very much, guys. Diana, are you there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Diana. What can we do for you, darling?
I would like to know if you could pick up my dad's side of the family, my uncle's, or his mother. I need
okay,
some advice on my aunt that's alive.
Okay, don't give us names and details, darling, because that's what we're supposed to give you. Okay, guys, if you any of you want to come in on this one, what I'm getting with Diana, if I don't know where you are, darling, but do you understand the phrase "the Ides of March"?
Well, I'm in California, but I don't know what you mean by Ides of March. Maybe things are going to happen in March.
Yes, the Ides of March usually brings in a warning, or you know how they have April showers and all this. The Ides of March can also mean where there's been either a loss or a sad time, where things haven't been quite right for you around that time of year. Would that be correct, please?
Well, I've been on the road for a year without a home. So it's not just March.
Okay. With Dad's side of the family, who's the person that, I don't know whether it was a bowel or a stomach cancer, please?
I don't. With bowel cancer? I guess I don't know who that would be. Is that somebody alive or
No, that's in spirit, darling. They're giving me it from spirit. So it's somebody had an abdominal problem, stomach, or a pancreatic cancer, but something with the lower regions. I'm nearly sure it was a bowel.
I guess that would be someone I didn't know then, because I don't know anyone who died of cancer.
Can you take the name David, please?
Oh, David was my cousin. His mother's the one I want to meet. Is that what he died from?
Okay.
Oh
no, I'm sorry. That's my bad. I've got my guide in spirit, who is David, who had a bowel cancer, and he either shows me that to show me it's him, or so that I get the name, or it shows me it because there was a condition. So I was meant to bring through the David connection for you. That's all it is, darling. Don't worry. Okay, so we've got the connection with the family. We've got the connection with the family.
That's not what he died
it's
from
the way
then,
they
huh?
do it. No, it's the way they do it, darling. They're just making me work for it. Can you also understand the name Julie? I know I'm Julie, but can you also understand the name Julie or June, please?
No. I have an aunt on the other side of the family that's alive named June.
That's fine. They're just bringing it in. Like I say, we can't pick and choose who comes in most of the time, but they're just bringing it in as confirmation for you, darling. Okay, the lady you're wanting to meet...
Is David's mother.
Is David's mother. Okay. Okay. Have you done the family tree? I know you say you haven't met them all, but are you doing a genealogy type thing?
Well, I actually will need for his mother to speak for me to do that side of the family. I know the other side of the family. That's
okay,
my thing. Am I going to get his mother to accept me or what?
I do believe it's going to come in, but there's going to be an introduction, sweetheart. There's going to be somebody totally new who comes into the situation who's going to bring forward that introduction. So I know you've been trying hard to get the direct connection, but there's somebody coming in from the side, whether it's another cousin or whatever, but there's somebody coming in from the other side that's going to bring in that introduction. So remember when that happens, not to turn it away, okay?
Somebody that's alive?
Yes. Well,
I do have another cousin alive. Yeah, I just don't know where he is either.
Right, well, there's going to be a connection coming in from the side who's going to make the introductions for you for this lady that you need to talk about. But the family tree will be completed, and you will find that somewhere along the line there is an old, I don't know whether it's an actual old family Bible, but there is a book of a journal type that will bring through information for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, darling?
Do you know how soon it will be?
I'm sorry, they're not giving me that. They did tell me about March, so watch for March, whether that brings in some news for you, whether that's going to be sorted out for March. Okay, darling?
All right, thank you.
And from Demethi, it's a brown book that you've got to look for. It's a brown book that you've got to look for that is going to bring you through the information.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I hope that helps a little bit, darling. Be ready for the new introduction. I think you're going to be the one that says, yeah, no, he's not going to help me. But you've got to be ready for this new person in giving you this introduction. Don't be one that gives.
I'm more than ready. I want to meet my cousin too. But I'm so glad David came in. Tell David I love him. I mean, I bet you he wants me to meet his mom. We didn't grow up together.
You just did, darling. You don't need me to talk to him. You can talk to him yourself. Coming on Virtuous Online Network, we'll show you how to do it. But all it takes is a whisper and a thought. You've sent him the love, darling, and he's come straight through to talk to you. He did it the long way. But he said, all my love, darling, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, quick competition time. We're going to go with one last song. I want to know, and you can contact us on the Circle of Mediums Facebook page. On the Circle of Mediums Facebook page, after the show, the first one that tells me the link with all these songs, one thing links all these songs, what we've been playing today. We've had the Big Bopper, we've had Roy Orbison, we've had Jackie Wilson, we've also got our theme tune from the great Sandy Nelson. What is the one thing that links our tunes today? I want to say thanks to all our hosts today before we disappear and do our outro. Demisi, thank you very much. Peg, thank you for joining us, darling. Sherry, Melissa, and the lovely Sprinkles, you've all been great for joining our show today in the Facebook and in Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. I know we haven't gotten to everybody. We will be here every week. We're coming back. 2 hours is not long enough. Join us on our Facebook Spirit Online group on Facebook. Check out spiritualistonline.com. Check out spiritualistonline.org, our Soft Life Paper Minute website, where you can find all our stuff. Okay? So the quick question to be answered is, what is the connection between all our songs tonight? Okay? And we're going to bring in our last song, just to give you the last hint, and then we'll close out. So the final song, please, Ken, producer.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck? Who tells the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the regular old neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck? Who tells the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know. Well, they
let them know Father Ring will do nothing. And let them know Father Ring will do nothing.
Mike Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritusonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.
Once again, a big thank you, guys. Thank you for everything. Enjoy the show. I will pick the winner off the Facebook page. For the question, what is the link between all of our singers? Yes, we all know the 50s and 60s, that's our theme tune, okay? But no, it's not because they're all rock and roll either, because you know that, we told you that. What is the one link between those songs in the show today, and the winner will be picked and informed on the Facebook page. Check us out at spiritusonline.com. Thank you very much to Mike Spirit FM for joining with us, and we're pleased to be with you. And we hope to see you all again next week. Guys, a last thank you.
And if you can still hear me, we're going to start healing service right now in the lobby.
Okay, so get yourselves up the Spiritualist Online Network. Join in the chat rooms. You do need to register if you're not already there. We'll go in there for healing service in the lobby very, very shortly. Peg, Melissa, Sherry.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Have
absolutely,
a great week.
Absolutely brilliant. We'll see you all in your classes. We'll see you in SOC Live on spiritualistonline.org. And, yeah, we'll see you all here next week, same time, same place, with a little bit more of rock and roll. A big thank you to Ken, and a big thank you to Mark for all our intro music. It's been absolutely amazing. It's just not long enough. We'll see you in the chat rooms. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.